This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is on assignment. I'm John Edstey. United Nations weapons inspectors in Iraq continue to examine a dozen rockets found yesterday at an ammunition storage area. A UN spokesman said the rockets were outfitted with warheads for delivering chemical agents. At least 11 of the 12 were empty, and Iraqi officials were quick to downplay the significance of the find. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
For more than a month, the world has been waiting to see if the UN inspectors would come across evidence proving Iraq has biological or chemical weapons. So there was great interest in yesterday's news that the inspectors had found a batch of undisclosed chemical warheads. But the importance of the find was not immediately clear. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte chose his words carefully in commenting on the discovery.
I think I'd say that sounds like it's an interesting development. I'm sure that it's being followed up actively by the inspectors, and we'll have to wait and see what further develops on this question.
The senior U.S. intelligence official says any conclusion about the significance of the warheads would be premature, but it does open up a lot of questions, the official said. Among those questions, whether the warheads at any point had been filled with chemical agents and how long they'd been in storage. The bunker where they were found was built in the mid to late 1990s. Iraqi officials have claimed that by that time they no longer had a chemical weapons program. The UN inspectors will also want to ask Iraqi officials why they hadn't mentioned these warheads in their December weapons declaration. The inspectors will also be doing some laboratory analysis of the warheads themselves to determine their origin and age. The warheads were mounted in 122-millimeter rockets, ammunition familiar to former weapons inspectors in Iraq, such as Jonathan Tucker.
The 122-millimeter rocket is an unguided artillery rocket that was used in very large numbers during the Iran-Iraq War. In fact, it was Iraq's preferred means of delivery for the use of nerve agents in the Iran-Iraq War.
Rockets such as these, fired from multiple rocket launchers, normally carry high explosives in their warheads. The U.S. intelligence official says a chemical warhead is distinguishable because it typically has a plastic liner. The chemical warheads are empty when they are produced or purchased. They would then be filled with a liquid chemical agent such as VX or sarin. Iraqi officials have previously acknowledged having 122-millimeter rockets outfitted for chemical weapons. The Uqaidar ammunition storage area where the warheads were found yesterday was a well-known chemical weapons site. It was visited by UN inspectors during the 1990s. 155-millimeter warheads were found there at that time. In their final report after leaving Iraq in 1998, the weapons inspectors said Iraq had acknowledged the existence of a huge stockpile of 122-millimeter rockets, but they had not documented what they did with them. Jonathan Tucker, now a fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace, says the discovery of 11 or 12 such rockets with empty warheads amounts to little in comparison with the overall stockpile.
There were literally tens of thousands of these artillery rockets that were produced, and at least 15,000 artillery rockets have still not been accounted for by Iraq. So this is a tiny fraction of the number of 122-millimeter rockets that are unaccounted for.
Iraqi officials have said one reason they have not accounted for more of the rockets is that many were destroyed by U.S. bombing during the Gulf War. The Uqaidar ammunition dump, in fact, was twice bombed by U.S. planes in early 1991. The Pentagon reported 6 years later that some warheads filled with mustard gas were apparently hit during those bombing runs and that a chemical cloud was released. Finding a dozen more warheads at the Uqaidar dump is therefore not a huge surprise. Still, much depends on further technical analysis of the warheads and on Iraq's answers. Under UN resolutions, Iraq was required to report empty and filled warheads alike. An Iraqi official says his government had forgotten about the warheads found yesterday. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.